Howdy, Ags.
Howdy.
When Ravishing Reba came to me when I was giving a speech at the Rotary Club, she asked if I'd be willing to come and spend a little time with you guys. And I told him I would love to do that. Royce and I had been talking about the economic impact of college athletics, not only nationally, but particularly here in Bryan College Station. And I thought you might be interested in some of the things that have happened over the last few years. And we're going to look at the last 10 years as far as what Aggie Athletics has done in this community on economic impact, and on the flip side, what all of you have done to help build a great program at Texas A&M University. One of the things that's absolutely incredible about this community, about Bryan College Station, is the support that you provide to us. I think when you talk about town and ground, we have one of the best relationships of any community in the country. And I think that you folks have done an absolutely incredible job. So when you see some of these numbers up here that we talk about, it really makes me think that this is going to continue. When she asked what we wanted to talk, what we would name our speech, I said, how about a bird's nest on the ground? When I grew up, that meant there was something economically good for everybody that was easy to access. So let's talk about a bird's nest on the ground. Building champions. This is our mission statement. We are committed to building champions through academic achievement, athletic excellence, and national recognition of our student athletes, teams, and programs. The integrity of our program is rooted in the tradition and spirit of Texas A&M University to bring honor and distinction to our university. As was mentioned, and boy, I'll tell you what, it's not often you get introduced by a guy with the same name as the Heisman Trophy winner, Glenn Davis. That's impressive. Over the last couple of years, we've won a number of Big 12 championships. But here's some things that I really am very, very pleased with. Prior to the last few years, we have virtually doubled the number of national championships in the last 2 years that have been won at Texas A&M University. You look at our national rankings of our teams, it really pleases us to see all those number one teams in the nation representing all of you, representing Texas, representing our great university. We have been able to hire some absolutely incredible coaches over the last few years. And when you do that and you combine them with the great facilities and you put that together with Texas A&M University, good things are going to happen. And not only are they happening in the past, but I am excited about our future. I think the best is yet to come. Championships, Learfield Directors Cup. This has become an important measure of how an athletic program is rated across the country. They take all of the championships that a team wins throughout the years and they give them points and attach them points. We had never been in the top 10 until this last year, when Texas A&M finished sixth in the nation, better than any school in Texas. Let that go ahead. Better than any school in the Big 12 Conference. This is what our goal is to be a continuous top 10 program. What we want to have happen, and what you deserve, is that whenever you open up the newspaper, we want you to read good things that are going on in the athletic program at Texas A&M. We want it all throughout the academic year. We'll take July off, but the rest of the time, we want you to think good things about Texas A&M. One of the ways that we think we give back to Texas A&M is going out and aggressively hosting championships, bringing NCAA and Big 12 and other kinds of events to College Station. In 2008-2009, we hosted the Big 12 indoors, NCAA indoors, NCAA women's and men's swimming and diving, and NCAA tennis. That was a big time advantage for us, but it also absolutely killed our staff as far as how hard they had to work. This year, 2009-2010, NCAA women's soccer, Big 12 swimming and diving, NCAA zone diving, NCAA golf regionals, and the U.S. National Diving Championships. This is what we drew outside of our regular events. We had 58,741 people come to College Station, Texas, athletes, coaches, fans, to compete. We used the Convention and Visitors Bureau estimate at $104 a day. That means that over the last couple of years, we've spent about $7.1 million in new spending just from those outside events coming to College Station. We think we've had an economic impact there. Hosting champions, what we want to do and what we're scheduled to do in the future. NCAA Indoor Track and Field in 2011. The Women's Golf National Championships are going to be in Bryan College Station in May of 2011. Big 12 Cross Country, Big 12 Indoor Track and Field, Tennis, Swimming and Diving. And we're still aggressively bidding for more. And let's talk about that, because one of the things that we want to do is attract NCAA basketball, women's basketball at College Station. And so I thought you might find it interesting, and I've actually brought a bid package with me as to what you have to do and how intensely the NCAA scrutinizes a community as to whether or not they will allow you to host. They talk about hotels. All hotels must meet the standards of quality outlined in all the specifications. They want you to have on-campus sites, so Reed Arena qualifies for us. They want to know whether you're frequently served as a host. We have. You can see the number that we have there. But it's really something when it comes to television. They talk about the fact that they want to host, and ESPN requires this. The number of sites must be either in the east or in the central part of the nation for television. Of the 16 sites that you have for regionals, 12 of them are going to be either on the east time zone or in the Midwest time zone. So we have an opportunity to host those things. So we're excited about that. What does that do? I just show you what some of the dollars do as far as the economic impact. But the other thing it does, it gives us a chance to win. And we really like that part. It gives us a chance to win. Football ticket sales. I thought you might be interested as to where across Texas our fans come from. So take a look here and see here in Brazos Valley, about 22% of our season ticket sales come from this area. Houston, almost 20% of our sales come from there. The Metroplex, North Dallas, 10.1%. And then 29% of our sales come from our students. Now, those are all discounted tickets. But if you look at that, this last year, we had $23.4 million worth of ticket sales, and it's just in the sport of football. Men's basketball, $2.3 million in ticket sales. Where do they come from? This is where you folks are really important. Over 40% of our ticket sales for men's basketball come from right in this area. We need, of course, that to improve because we want to continue to have sell a place out. But Houston is another big area where they come from. I can't believe that we got 1% from the panhandle makes the trip to Bryan College Station to watch Aggie basketball. And out of state, 2.41% make that trip. So we've got some loyal, loyal fans. God bless all of you. Women's basketball, $340,000 in ticket sales. Here, you are even more important. Almost 80% of our sales for women's basketball come from this immediate area. I am excited about the growth that Gary Blair has brought to this program. When we came the first year, I mean, if you'll remember back in the state of Aggie basketball, both men's and women's, it was an event to win three or four games in a season. My first year here, we did not win a college conference basketball game, and we had never won a Big 12 championship game, period, in the tournament. Had never won one. Now, we're routinely winning conference championships. We're going and advancing in the NCAA tournament. We can't ever take that for granted. We've got to continue to support these programs. Our Olympic sports, track and field, baseball, softball, $1.3 million in sales. And again, you folks are absolutely important to how making that work. Almost 60% of our Olympic sales come from this area. The rest, of course, come from the Metroplex, from Houston, and the other places across Texas that you'd expect. When you look at our ticket sales, you take our event attendance of 1,009,414 tickets that we sold in 2009-2010. Part of the chamber says that you can, on football weekend, you multiply it by 124. By the rest of our Olympic sales in basketball, it's $104 is what our multiplier. The impact is $116 million. $116 million of people from across Texas who come and support the Aggies are spending in our community. So a significant economic impact. The 12th Man Foundation, our gifts. Almost all of you probably are members of the 12th Man Foundation. Over the last 10 years, you've given $149 million to Texas A&M, to Texas A&M Athletics. Again, for almost 40% from the Houston area, almost 20% from this area, and about 20% from North Texas and the Metroplex. So an incredible amount of money coming into our area. What do we do with that? Well, our athletic department employees, members of this community, our payroll is $20.8 million. Our part-time wages are $1.8. So just in wages, we have about $22 million. And a multiplier means that we have an economic impact of about $56 million every year in this community. What would you guess that we employ 2,100 staff members on game day for football? Would you think that? And yet that is precisely what we do. For track and field, we have to employ 300 because of the size of the facility. So we employ a lot of people in this community. That means our payroll goes into the community. Football game staffing. Where do we spend that money? Security, $450,000. Transportation services, the buses that run around the area, the lots that we rent, almost $250,000. Game attendance, $170,000. Concession workers, $165,000. Now, this is the one I think is overpaid. $128,000 for officials. Landscape maintenance, custodial, other. Per game total, we average almost $200,000 in a seven-game series in payroll at Texas A&M for one home football game. Youth outreach. And God bless Shannon Overby, Kendra Fry, and the staff of the Bryan Convention and Visitors Bureau, because they help us with this like you can't believe. The youth soccer tournament is unbelievable. You see, that follows the NCAA tournament that comes around. We had almost 10,000 young soccer players come to Bryan College Station because we hosted the national championship. We had 144 7-on-7 teams. When you count those with 20 kids on a team and then their parents and the coaches and so forth, significant. And then summer camps, they are absolutely enormous. We have no idea yet, but we'll get the numbers, what our summer camps do in this community, but it is unbelievable. What does athletics help back at Texas A&M? $2.8 million in tuition and fees we pay to the university. Utilities, 2.3. Our assessment is 2.2. Physical plant, 1.5. Reed Arena, to rent Reed Arena costs us 1.2 annually. Transportation services, 900,000. Rec sports, we have to rent the swimming pool, 600,000 and others. That gives you an idea, $12.3 million that the athletic program pays back to Texas A&M. So we think we have a good economic impact there. Construction. Over the last 10 years, we've spent $111 million in new facilities and construction at Texas A&M. We've used 11 local architects and 14 local contractors for our 24 projects that we've had in the last 10 years. The Bright Complex, Cox McFerrin Center, McFerrin Athletic Center. Absolutely incredible world-class facilities that have brought employment and big numbers to Texas A&M. What's our total? $111 million of new money that's been brought into the community. Our future plans. We have plans that are in the process right now of going through the steps to renovate Olson Field. We have about a $16 to $20 million project that we have on the books. We're also looking at Kyle Field renovation, both the east and the west side, to bring us up to speed. And our outdoor track facility, we need to upgrade that. Currently, we're really not able to host an outdoor track meet for Pat. So we need to be able to help Pat recruit some better athletes by coming here by having some outdoor track meets. What do we want to do? Where do we want to go? Well, we've got plans for a $122 million campaign in various phases that we've had for the 12th Man Foundation. Our new champions, indoor track and field, if we bring more championships to the indoor track and field facility, our attendance was 13,343 with five meets that we had in 2008-2009. We had eight meets this last year with attendance of 15,000. Our impact for the combined 2 years of $1.4 million the first year and $1.6 million means that we attract about $3 million in new spending just with indoor track and field that we're bringing to College Station. Future championships, if we're able to renovate and we have plans to do that and add a new track, our goal is to build a facility that will host the Olympic Trials, NCAA Track and Field Championships, Big 12 Championships, and regionals. So we want to bring those types of events here, as well as Junior Olympics, USA Championships. So we're bringing some of the elite athletes in the world to College Station, Texas. This is Hayward Field. I was athletic director at Oregon when we did Hayward Field. They call it Tracktown USA. But what we want to have, and I don't know if we get the volume up just a little bit, we want to have these type of events in College Station. We want to host national championships. I don't know what it's worth to have your community on ESPN for this type of broadcast, but we think it's almost invaluable. So this is what our goals are. And I think together we can make great things happen at Texas A&M University. I guess I've used about most of my time. I'll take a few questions if you'd like, and then I'll sit down and shut up. All right? Questions? Boy, I did a heck of a job. Yeah, okay, Tap.
And I understand the heat situation. Is there any thoughts about getting the September games, maybe doing them, trying one at 11:30 just to see what it may be, just to help? Because I know, just speaking from my business, those 6 o'clock games kind of hurt us tremendously.
Yeah, we have taken the heat measurements at 11 o'clock, and by the time it hits high noon, it's hotter than the hinges of hell here. And and it kind of cools down after 6 o'clock. I remember the game with SMU when it was about 110 degrees, and I walked in. We have our medical treatment center underneath the West Grandstands where we have triage there for people with heat-related issues, and I thought I was in a MASH unit. There were just people laying everywhere with IVs in their arms. Frankly, for our fans, it's much better. I know it has an impact on the restaurant business. But remember, we also have October and November where we're going to bring fans to your area, and then we'll kick about in the afternoon sometime, depending on what television does. So, no, we're not going to be changing to go after, unless TV makes us do it. Yes?
You shared with the Rotary Club some details of the Kyle Field plans and how you would go about doing that.
Right. Here's what we want to do. We want to have more creature comforts for our fans. 1927 was the magic year that the first deck of Kyle Field was built. We are still using circuit breakers that was part of that original construction. And we know that they're part of that because at the time that those circuit breakers were manufactured, they were given in sequential numbers. 1, 2. We have start with number 9 in our building. So we're using them. We have significant issues on the west side and on the east side of Kyle. But the other thing that's happened is that we're not getting any smaller. I know I'm certainly not. What we want to do is change the creature comforts for our fans. We want to give you more hip room. We want to give you more knee room. We want to take the knee widths, from the tread widths is what they call them, from about 27 inches to 33 to 36 inches. So you won't have your knees underneath the ears of the person sitting in front of you. We want to upgrade the restrooms. I'll tell you a quick story. When I first came here, a lady grabbed me in an event, something like this, and said, "Have you ever been in a women's restroom at a football game?" And I said, "Well, no, I hadn't." She said, "Well, it's so darned hot in there." She said, "Is there any way that you can get some air conditioning in there?" So I got hold of Billy Pickard. He went down to Sears, picked up the biggest window unit he could find. We knocked a hole in the wall, shoved it in there, plugged it in, and blew every circuit breaker in Kyle Field. So our plan is to add creature comforts like air conditioning and lights and all the other things that will make a new modern Kyle Field. When we finish, our goal is to have it look like we planned it. So we want to start with a look in the zone and take it all the way around on both sides. So that's going to be what our plans are. I think it's going to have a real economic impact. We're not looking for significant increase in size. Initially, we're going to lose some seats because when you go from 14 or 16 or 18-inch centers as we have now and go to 22, you're going to lose some seats. But we'll eventually get them back. So that's what our plan is for Kyle Field. For Olson, what our plans are there are we're going to add 4 rows of seats closer to home plate, create a dugout area behind home plate, kind of like the Houston Baseball Park where you have an area there. We're going to upgrade our locker rooms, our medical treatment center, our clubhouse, our weight room for our student athletes. We're going to blow out the back walls of the concourse and double the size of the concourses at Olson. Go from 25 feet to about 50 feet. All new restrooms, new concessions, new coaches' offices, and so forth. down the right field line. We want to be able to take that all the way out and build a children's area down the right field line that'll be fenced in, but where you can be in the park, know your kids are in there going down slides or whatever else they like to do. We want to make it a family atmosphere. So that's what we've been thinking about there. Yes, sir?
That leads into my question. What's the timing on the Olson Field renovation?
We hope to start work early this coming year, in 2011. That's our goal. And we can, as we've talked to the architects and engineers, we can do that and have construction and still not impact what's going on in the field. We can go through our season, or we will have an impact of the camps that we hold in the summertime. There will be an impact there. All right? Well, I really appreciate you inviting me. I am so proud of what we are doing together. As I told you, this is a unique place, a place like no other. The relationship that we have with all of you and how we go about doing our business together makes us great, and it will make us greater. Thank you very much, and kick 'em.